Leader of the Islamic Revolution praises Iran's major progress in literary works. Iran's foreign minister, Secretary General of Organization of Islamic Cooperation, discussed developments in the region, Africa. Iran's oil minister says there is no obstacle for foreigners to invest in Iran's oil sector. Senior Iranian lawmaker blasts Turkey for arming and training militants in Syria. And Syrian troops gain more ground in fighting against foreign-backed rebels. In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful, hello everyone and welcome to this edition of Iran in English News with me, Nima Chitsas. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, has praised Iran's major progress in literary works which have been achieved thanks to blessings of the Islamic Revolution and the resistance of literature. Addressing officials in charge of the resistance of literature and art of Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei pointed out that the Islamic Revolution helped the men of letters to develop national literature with national agenda. The leader underlined that efforts should be made to avoid materialization of wishes of certain anti-Iran movements to isolate the Islamic Revolution and spoil the Iranian way of mentality. Ayatollah Khamenei warned against efforts of the so-called intellectual movements to misportray realities and conceal facts of the Islamic Revolution. The leader called for promoting research in Islamic Revolution literature and resistance. Citing the progress literary work achieved after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Khamenei said, "The Islamic Revolution of Iran has enormous blessings compared to great revolutions of other nations." Highlighting the unique features of Iran's 1979 revolution, the leader said, "Compared with the other great revolutions in the world, the Islamic Revolution is deeper, stronger, and more efficient." Ayatollah Khamenei noted that, unlike other great revolutions of the world, the Iranian Revolution has not been properly studied by elites and writers. The leader stressed the necessity for conducting a contrastive analysis between the Iranian and other world revolutions. Iran's Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi and the Secretary General of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation, OIC, Ekmeleddin Hasanoglu, have reviewed the latest developments in the Middle East and African states. Salehi and Hasanoglu on Monday expressed satisfaction with the ongoing ministerial meeting of the OIC contact group on the Mali crisis in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. The Iranian minister and the OIC Secretary General emphasized on the OIC role in resolving issues in the Muslim world. They stressed the importance of stability, which prepares the ground for development, welfare, and progress of regional countries. The two sides also exchanged views on ways to consolidate cooperation among Muslim and neighboring countries. Salehi and Hasanoglu also expressed their opposition to military intervention and the spread of extremism in Syria. The two officials further emphasized the importance of finding a peaceful political solution and putting an end to war and bloodshed in the crisis-stricken country. Meanwhile, Iran's Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi also held talks with his Egyptian counterpart Mohammed Kamel Amr in Jeddah on Monday prior to a ministerial meeting of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation OIC contact group on the crisis in Mali. During the meeting, the two top officials discussed bilateral relations as well as regional issues, with the Syria unrest topping the talks. The Iranian oil minister has downplayed the West's sanctions against Iran's petrochemical industry, saying there is no obstacle to invest in this field. Speaking at the 10th Iran Petrochemical Forum in Tehran on Monday, Rassam Rassami said, "Iran's oil ministry will support foreign investors if they invest in the country." Rassami invited all foreign and domestic investors to invest in Iran's petrochemical industry. He assured that Iran will guarantee the profitability of investments in the petrochemical industry for domestic and foreign investors. The oil minister pointed out that Iran's petrochemical industry meets domestic needs and has an active presence in international markets. Rosal Ghassami stressed that Iran currently exports petrochemical products to 40 countries. Meantime, the Iranian oil minister dismissed rumors of Iran having dropped to the fifth biggest OPEC producer. Ghassami noted that Iran remains the second largest OPEC producer behind Saudi Arabia. A senior Iranian lawmaker has lashed out at Turkey for arming and training militants who are the main factor behind the killing of innocents in Syria. The head of the National Security and Foreign Policy Commission of Iran's Majlis, or the parliament, said on Monday that Turkey has clear policies on Syria and the Turkish government has caused a tragedy in the country by supporting terrorist groups which brought shame to the Muslim world. Alaeddin Burjerdi underlined that all events taking place in Syria are because of policies pursued by Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Turkey. Burjerdi stated that it is expected that the Turkish government reconsider its policies in Syria and cooperate with countries such as the Islamic Republic of Iran in order to establish stability and peace. The Iranian legislator emphasized that the restoration of peace and stability in Syria would be in favor of Turkey and all other countries in the region. Turkish military said on Monday that it had lost one of its F-16 fighter jet near Osmaniye, about 50 kilometers from the border with Syria, saying the crash had been an accident. There was no immediate word on what precisely happened to the F-16 on Monday, although the military said in a statement that the pilot had radioed to say he was ejecting. Search and rescue operations are underway for the missing pilot. Syrian troops have gained more ground in their battle against foreign-sponsored militants by establishing full control on more towns across the country. Syrian army on Monday cleared Isha al-Wawar and al-Hadariya towns in the northern countryside al-Qasr in Homs province. The city of Homs, the army continued clashes with foreign-backed militants in Bab Hood neighborhood and rooted militants in the area. Army units also destroyed militant hideouts in several villages and devastated terrorists' dens, killing and wounding a number of terrorists. With reports of the UN Security Council plan to blacklist al-Qaeda-linked Syrian militant group Al-Nusra Front, financial support for the foreign-backed fighters is dwindling, giving government soldiers the advantage in the two-year-old conflict. Syria's President Bashar al-Assad said in April that the situation in the country was improving as the army enjoys people's support in the fight against terrorism. And now a recap of our top stories. Leader of the Islamic Revolution praises Iran's major progress in literary works. Iran's foreign minister, Secretary General of Organization of Islamic Cooperation, discussed developments in the region and Africa. Iran's oil minister says there is no obstacle for foreigners to invest in Iran's oil sector. Senior Iranian lawmaker blasts Turkey for arming and training militants in Syria. And Syrian troops gain more ground and fighting against foreign-backed militants. Now Zionist regime tanks and bulldozers have carried out an incursion into northeastern areas of the Gaza Strip. A number of Zionist tanks and bulldozers infiltrated into Palestinian-owned lands in the town of Beit Hanun on Monday. The forces also entered Beit Hanun last week, raiding Palestinian farmlands and forcing the farmers to leave the area. The Zionist regime has carried out a number of incursions into Gaza in the past weeks, including three airstrikes on the southern town of Khan Yunus and near the town of Rafah in southern Gaza in late April. The attacks are in violation of the ceasefire, which brought an end to the Zionists' eight-day war against Palestinians last November. The Zionist army is reportedly preparing to launch a new aggression against the Gaza Strip in a bid to eliminate the Hamas resistance movement. The United States and South Korea have launched a two-day naval exercise in the waters around the Korean Peninsula amid regional tensions. The military exercise began on Monday at South Korea's southern port city of Busan. The drill included the 97,000-ton USS Nimitz nuclear-powered aircraft carrier, along with a number of other warships, guided missile cruisers, and a guided missile destroyer. On May 11, North Korea censured the arrival of Nimitz in South Korea for the military exercise and said the move was a grave military provocation, which would further worsen the situation. There has been a cycle of escalating military rhetoric on the Korean Peninsula over the past few months. Last week, North Korea warned against any provocation during the joint maneuver, saying that Pyongyang was ready to counterstrike if a single shell drops across the disputed Yellow Sea maritime border. The previous joint military exercises conducted by South Korea and the U.S. ended on April 30. Now, recession hit Spain and Portugal said on Monday they welcome any plan to fight youth unemployment after reports that European powers plan to invest billions in getting young people back to work. A German newspaper earlier reported that France and Germany plan to launch this month a new deal for Europe against youth unemployment through credits for companies. Under the initiative, billions of euros in loans from the European Investment Bank would be used to promote education, training, and job placements for young people. The Spanish and Portuguese leaders, however, said they had not heard of the plan before Monday's report. In Spain, the unemployment rate among those aged 16 to 24 was 57.22% in the first quarter of 2013. In Portugal, the rate was 42.1%. European Union has handed over the first installment of a 10 billion euro bailout to Cyprus as part of the aid package agreed earlier this year. The bloc European Stability Mechanism said in a statement on Monday that Cyprus received 2 billion euros in loans in exchange for breaking up the Cypriot banking sector. The Troika of International Lenders, that is the IMF, the European Commission, and the European Central Bank, agreed in March to give 10 billion euros to Cyprus. The bailout would save Cyprus from bankruptcy and possibly guarantee its future in the Eurozone. The announcement came after Eurozone finance ministers met in Brussels to approve bailout payments for crisis hit Cyprus and Greece. Europe plunged into financial crisis in early 2008. The worsening debt crisis has forced the EU governments to adopt harsh austerity measures, triggering protests against spending cuts and many European countries. And finally, the World Health Organization, WHO, said it seemed likely a new coronavirus that has killed at least 18 people in the Middle East and Europe could be passed between humans, but only after prolonged contact. The virus first emerged in the Persian Gulf last year, but cases have also been recorded in Britain and France of people who had recently been in the Middle East. A total of 34 cases worldwide have been confirmed by blood tests so far.
Of most concern, however, is the fact that the different clusters seen in multiple countries increasingly support the hypothesis that when there is close contact, this novel coronavirus can transmit from person to person. This pattern of person-to-person transmission has remained limited to small. This pattern of person-to-person transmission has remained limited to small clusters, and so far, there is no evidence that this virus has the capacity to sustain generalized community transmission. Several urgent actions are needed. The most important ones are the need for countries, both inside and outside of the region, to increase their levels of awareness among all people, but especially among staff working in their health systems.
And on that note, we come to a wrap of this edition of iRyan and English News. Join us tomorrow with the latest updates. Till then, take care and have a very great time. Goodbye now.